Hare Krishna. So, this is a lecture by Aindra Prabhu on the importance of Nam Sankirtan. Well, class, but it was only 20 minutes, so I decided to fill up the time to 8:30. We'd read a little Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're continuing with the next verse, which is, we're on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 7. And we're up to this verse. This is a very favorite verse of mine. He goes, Krishna mantra haita habe sangsara mocham, Krishna mahaita prabhe krishnera charan. Krishna mantra, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, haite from, habe it will be, sangsara material existence, mocham, deliverance, Krishna nama, the holy name of Krishna, haite from, habe one will get, krishnera, of Lord Krishna, charana, lotus feet. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. So when I was living in Mayapur one time, I decided I would learn how to read the Bengali letters. A lot of signs are in English, Bengali, and Hindi. So I would try to learn what the letters of the Bengali were. So I was practicing this, and in Navadvip, just after you get off the boat, right in the middle of the road is a big statue of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And there are some Bengali inscriptions on the bottom of the statue. So to practice my transliteration, I was converting some of it to Roman so I could understand what it was. And this verse was actually inscribed on the base of that, of those more or less deities of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Inanda. Krishna mantra haite habe sangsara mocham, Krishna nama haite pabe krishna racharan. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. So I was so amazed because I only know like 10 verses in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then one of them that I happen to know is actually carved under the bottom of that monument or that monument page. I can't remember which. So here's Srila Prabhupada's purport to the ecstatic verse. And it is Anubhasha. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami says that the actual effect will be visible as soon as one achieves transcendental knowledge. That will be visible as soon as one achieves transcendental knowledge, that he will immediately become free from the clutches of Maya and fully engaged in the service of the Lord. Unless one serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda, one cannot become free from fruitive activities under the external energy. However, when one chants the holy name of the Lord offensively, one can realize the transcendental position that is completely aloof from the pure conception of life. Rendering service to the Lord, a devotee relates to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in one of five relationships, namely Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. And thus he relishes transcendental bliss in that relationship. Such a relationship certainly transcends the body and mind. And one realizes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Supreme Person, he becomes completely eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord. Such an ecstatic chanter and dancer must be considered to have a direct relationship with the Lord. Namo Vishnu Praya, Krishna Devi, Bhakti, Swami, Namaste, Saraswati Devi,
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vedagada Shri Vedagada Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Antakapa Devya Chakra Pasundi Vimcha Paritam Pavane Vivaishna Devya. So, a few things came to mind reading this purport. One is, of course, the idea that unless one serves personality of Godhead Mukunda, one cannot become free from fruitive activities under the illusory energy. That's very much backed up by the statement in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna said in chapter 7, text 14, Daivyesha guna mayi mama maya dratya mameva ye padyanta mayami samsvantate. The modes of material nature, which are my energy, are very difficult to overcome. My energy consisting of three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can easily cross beyond. So Prabhupada is making the point here that we can attain that transcendental state simply by chanting the holy name. One chants the holy name of fancelessly, one can realize a transcendental position that's completely aloof from the material conception of life. Not only that, when we do that, he talks about how we enter into a relationship with the Lord in one of five rasas, and that relationship transcends the material body and mind, and we relish transcendental bliss in that relationship. That all comes simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is so awesome. That transcendental position that's achieved by surrendering to Krishna is achieved by effectively chanting the holy name. Therefore, it's very important that we chant offenselessly. I was hearing one devotee who'd read Harinam Chintamani giving a lecture, and he was saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakura makes the point in Harinam Chintamani that even if you eliminate the 10 kinds of offenses, if you are inattentive in your chanting, you won't attain Krishna Prema. But if somehow or other you can force yourself to chant with attention, even though you occasionally commit some of the 10 offenses, by the purification of that attentive chanting, you will come to the point where you don't commit the 10 offenses, and you will gain. So by that analysis, actually the worst offense that you can commit is inattention. Because if you commit inattention, you won't attain love for Krishna. But if you can chant attentively, you can get the strength through that attentive chanting to avoid and the purification from that attentive chanting to avoid committing the 10 kinds of offenses. It becomes so pure that you wouldn't even be inclined to commit them. Therefore, the attentive chanting is very important, because attentive chanting can bring us to the stage of attention. Daniel is recommending we not use that stove. Daniel is recommending we not use that stove. But, so I turned on the other one for you and anybody else who wants to cook. Sorry about that. So continuing. So by that analysis, the worst offense is inattention, because by that inattention, one will be blocked from getting Krishna Prema. Because when you think about it, inattention means on some level you don't really care about Krishna. You don't even care enough about Krishna to pay attention to his name, which is not very difficult compared to surrendering to him. It's a lot easier to pay attention to Krishna's name and live to abandon all varieties of religion and just remain a Christian. So Lord Chaitanya is giving us a great opportunity here. But and all we really have to do is take the trouble to listen to every syllable of the holy name with the awareness that this name is non-different from the Lord Himself. By chanting this pure name, we will become completely pure. Prabhupada ends the purport in a very powerful way. When one realizes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord, he becomes completely eligible to chant the holy name. Such an ecstatic chanter and dancer must be considered to have a direct relationship with Krishna. Actually, there's a few more paragraphs that I didn't even notice. According to the Vedic principles, there are three stages of spiritual advancement, namely sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. Sambandha jnana refers to establishing one's original relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Abhideya refers to acting according to that constitutional relationship. Prayojana is the ultimate goal of life, which is to develop love of God, prema kumartha mahan. One adheres to the regular principles under the order of the spiritual master, very easily achieves the ultimate goal of his life. Persons who are addicted to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra very easily get the opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. There is no need for such a person to understand the grammatical jugglery in which the Mayavadi sannyasi is generally indulged. Sri Shankaracharya also stressed this point. Nahi nahi rakshati during karne. Simply by juggling grammatical suffixes and prefixes, one cannot save himself from the clutches of death. Grammatical word jugglers cannot bewilder a devotee who engages in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Simply by addressing the energy of the Lord as Hare and the Lord Himself as Krishna, a very soon situation will go out within the heart of the devotee. By thus addressing Father Krishna, one directly engages in His Lordship's service. The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and His energy by the Hare Krishna Mantra. This transcendental vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the service of the Lord. Very powerful. This is a great purport to read and become inspired to chant either japa or kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a grand fool, yet he maintained that all the words he heard from his spiritual master strictly followed the principles stated by Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. Enter 1, chapter 7, text 6. Narajapashamam shaksha bhakti yoga mahoksaje lokasya janato vidvang shakri satra sangitam. Material miseries of a living entity, which are superior to its tomb, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. The masses of people do not know this, therefore, the learned Vyasa, they have compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. One can overcome all misconceptions and entanglement in the material world by practicing bhakti yoga. And therefore, Vyasadeva, acting on the instruction of Sri Narada, has very kindly introduced Srimad Bhagavatam to relieve the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master instructed him, therefore, that one must read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and scrutinely, become attached to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The holy name and the Lord are identical. One who is completely free from the clutches of Maya can understand this fact. This knowledge, which is achieved by the mercy of the spiritual master, places one on the supreme transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a fool because prior to accepting the shelter of a spiritual master, he could not understand that simply by chanting one can be relieved of all material conditions. But as soon as he became a faithful servant of the spiritual master and followed his instructions, he very easily saw the path of liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra must be understood to be devoid of all offenses. The 10 offenses against the holy name are as follows. 1. To blaspheme the devotee of the Lord. 2. To consider the Lord and the demigods to be on the same level or to think there are many gods. 3. To neglect the order of the spiritual master. 4. To minimize the authority of the scriptures, Vedas. 5. To interpret the holy name of God. 6. To commit sins, strengthen the name of God. 7, to instruct the glories of the holy name to the unfaithful. 8, to compare the chanting of the holy name to mundane piety. 9, to be inattentive while chanting the holy name of the Lord. 10, to be attached to spiritual things in spite of chanting. That's the end of the purport. So we can just see how valuable the chanting of the holy name is. Prabhupada says, simply by addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hare, and the Lord himself as Hari, or sorry, as Krishna, very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. Thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in his lordship's service. So that's so just by this chanting, we directly engage in the service of the Lord. It's very important that we all remember how powerful the chanting actually is, and how the chanting by itself can completely liberate us from material contamination. Sometimes it's said that Prabhupada wrote all these books just to convince us to chant Hare Krishna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, one can attain all perfection. Basically, this verse makes 2 points. 1 point in each line. The first line, Krishna mantra haite habe sangsara machan. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from two existence. And Krishna nama haite pabe Krishna charan. By chanting the name of Krishna, one will be able to attain lotus feet of Krishna. So there's two necessities. Becoming free from material existence and attaining Krishna's shelter, attaining a relationship with Krishna, are both fruits of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is very enthusiastic about chanting the holy name of the Lord, as he was instructed to by his guru. And he became very ecstatic by this chanting. And so ecstatic that he was able to inspire thousands of other people in chanting. He traveled all over South India, chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And whoever saw him began chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And then they went to their villages, the people saw those people begin chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. In this way, described that he delivered the whole south of India. So, it's very important that we understand this truth that Prabhupada mentions at least a couple places in the purport, that there's no difference between the Lord and his holy name. And that one can attain complete perfection just by chanting the holy name with this understanding. There's another purport where the Prabhupada says that if somebody simply chants with the understanding that there's no difference between the Lord and his name, then he is a pure devotee, although in a neophyte condition. And that anyone who hears his chanting will become purified. So if we can just chant the holy name of the Lord with the conviction that this sound vibration is God himself, non-different than the Lord, anyone who hears us chant that consciousness, they will become purified. And that's one definition he gave of a pure devotee, is one who considers that there's no difference between Lord and His name. So, it's 8:30 and time to end our class. So, continue next weekend our reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 7. Divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.